I'd like to call the order, to order the Amherst Town Council meeting for April 9th. I call it back to order out of recess. Yeah, make sure if everybody, the first item of business, if everybody would please silence their phone. The next two items are the Pledge of Allegiance and Invocation. If at any time you are uncomfortable with either one, you feel free to step outside and the chief will go and retrieve you as we move on to the next business. So you all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and then Councilman Higginbotham will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for being our God. We thank you for constantly looking over us, watching over us, protecting each and every one of us. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to bless our town. Father God, at this time we gather together to praise you, lift you up, God, and to go about town business. Father God, guide our thoughts, guide our words. See that what we do bring praise and glory to you and uplift our town. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 The chief. We have four there. First public hearing is for the rezoning of 305 Sunset, Ms. McGuffin.
Yes, sir, thank you. 305 Sunset is a rezoning of approximately 0.7 acres. So the property itself has more land than that. An adjacent property owner would like to purchase the agriculturally zoned acreage. In order to divide off the house lot to go with the house that the current owner is going to keep, they need to rezone it to R1 so that it doesn't have to be a 5-acre lot. She can have it be a lot that equals the other lots that are on the road. This zoning is consistent with what is across the street from her, what is beside her, and the remainder of the lot will be purchased by that adjacent property owner. So staff and the Planning Commission recommend approval of this, and there have been no public comments on it.
I would like to open the public hearing. I will close the public hearing. I will entertain a motion to accept the rezoning for 305 Sunset.
And sir, if you could also include in that the approval of the ordinance that approves the rezoning. Mrs. Hunt has been bringing us into compliance with best practices in terms of having an ordinance that along with rezoning. So,
all right. Would you like to amend it to approve the zoning and the ordinance that goes with it?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Higginbotham. Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Any discussion? Mr. Martin?
No.
Ms. Wheaton?
Yes, I don't know if this is a problem. I just want to disclose it so there's no conflict. But Mr. Crowder has done work for me in the past. Years ago when I purchased my home, he showed me the boundaries of the property. And I am going to reach out to him again years later to have him come and do a plat of my property. I have no financial interest in any of that, so am I allowed to?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I agree with this.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, you're good on this, yes. Ms. Higginbotham? Okay. Ms. Watts?
Aye.
And
aye.
Mr. Bishop?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
go back and get Mr. Martin's vote?
Yeah, I think I said.
He had a comment.
Oh, did I?
I did not follow it. It was my fault.
Okay, Mr. Martin, I apologize. You're good to go, okay. Well, I saw you nodding your head, so okay. Motion carried, 5-0-0. Next is the public hearing for the Stuart Johnson property.
Yes, I regret to have to bring this back before council and have had to re-advertise. This, I believe, is the last of the items that got caught up in the issues that the News in Advance had after their hacking incident. So we have re-advertised this and re-notified the public hearing that you had last month, because when we got the affidavits to basically certify that they had advertised it correctly, one of the two ads for your council public hearing for Mr. Johnson had not run through correctly. So this is the same information as you had last time. Stuart Johnson is seeking to rezone 3+ acres at the end of Vista for the purpose of having 3 lots, and it is consistent with the surrounding zonings, and we have not heard any comments of concern other than, I think, as we brought up some issues at the last meeting, but no concerns from citizens.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to accept this. Is it this also an ordinance?
Yes.
The rezoning and ordinance for this, for Stuart Johnson.
Motion.
A motion from Mr. Martin. Second from Mr. Higginbotham. Any discussion? Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Well, we've discussed
about it. Mr. Graham, no.
Mr. Higginbotham? Ms. Whedon?
Yes. As I mentioned the last time, due to the number of cancer-related deaths, 7 out of 10 homes will have been affected at the end of Vista. I'm concerned about anyone. I'm not so much about the home. I'm concerned about anyone and their safety, moving the soil, whether it's highway department, builders, and any type of potential, potentially harmful, whatever you call it, anything that can penetrate the air or water that could maybe cause further concerns. So that's my comment.
Okay, Mr. Martin? Vote. Ms.
No.
Motion carried, 4-1-0. Next public hearing on the FY26 capital CIP improvement. Ms. Morgan.
So the capital improvement plan is a 5-year plan on any capital needs that go over $5,000 in cost and have a useful life of a year or more. These are recommendations from the department heads in town. We are not recommending any funding of the CIP this year, but it is just an outline of what our needs are and for the next 5 years. So this has been recommended to you by staff and the Planning Commission.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to accept.
Did you hold the public hearing?
Oh, I did hold it. I don't have anybody. That's what's throwing me off. Would anybody like to speak on the public hearing of the CIP? Public hearing is closed. Now I can. I'll take a motion to accept the CIP for FY26.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Driscoll, can I have a second?
Second
from Mr. Higginbotham. Any discussion? Mr. Driscoll?
No.
Mr. Watt?
No.
Mr. Higginbotham? Ms. Wheaton?
Are we voting to accept it tonight, or do we vote next month?
No, next month's on the budget. This is for the CIP.
Okay. I will not be voting for it, and that's because of the car that I believe is on the CIP.
It's not funded. Okay.
I guess that goes to the budget.
I don't know. This is for the CIP. Okay. Mr. Martin? We're discussing the CIP.
No, sir.
Now we're going to vote. Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Ms. Higginbotham? Mr. Watts? And Mr. Driscoll. Motion carried, 4-1-0. Next is the public hearing on the budget. Ms. Morgan.
Okay, so there's a couple corrections that I want to make before I get started. One, Mr. Driscoll called in my proposal letter that's included in the packet. It says that the town of Amherst is one of the few towns in the state that does have a real estate tax. That should be does not. We do not have a real estate tax. And then Mr. Sundamurthy came in today and pointed out that the there are total formulas that are incorrect and picking up the wrong sales. I'm going to have all that corrected and new sheets sent to you all, but it only changes the current proposed budget by $2,500. So the current proposed budget is only increased by $2,500. But I'll have new sheets to all of y'all on that. So the current budget includes, it does have an overall budget decrease from the proposed 2025 budget. Our personnel costs are down by $103,000 from this current budget, and that's due to excluding two maintenance positions and older employers with higher salary rates leaving. This budget does include a 12% increase in insurance. Other options were presented to you all at the work session, but budget simplicity just, it gives us a better option just to leave us with our current funding of the health insurance policy for our employees and our benefits that are included. The overall budget includes a pay increase for all staff of 4.8%. That includes a 2.8% CPI rate, as well as a 2% step if all employees receive a satisfactory performance evaluation prior to June 30th. And this does not include any funding of the CIP, which was just discussed. Some general fund highlights on the budget are our revenues are slightly up about $60,000 due to business license revenue increases and meals tax increases that are steadily going up. Our current revenues are sufficient enough to meet our current general fund expenses if it was not for the transfer to the sewer fund, which I'll also explain in the budget presentation. There may be a time where the need of real estate tax discussion becomes real. We have not had a real estate tax rate since 2013, but if we were to implement a real estate tax, one penny would give us $19,400. So at that rate, a property valued at $300,000 would cost somebody about $30 a year for a bill. The proposed budget for the general fund does include increases in administrative fees like zoning costs. It also includes defunding the police canine program. We've determined that cost benefits analysis that the canine program has roughly costed us $70,000 since its implementation in August of 22. Is that right? And since August of 22, since January of 24, we have spent $26,700 on the program. This includes vet bills, equipment for the Tahoe, equipment for the dog, vet bills, training for Sky, and Luther's pay while he's at training for Sky as well. We show that we have only deployed Sky 9 times for the town itself. The other deployments since January of 24 are for the county, reaching 42 deployments. The budget does include the purchase of new weapons and ammunition for the police department, as well as a new CAD server for the police department, as theirs is reaching 13 years of age. The town does try to provide donations to organizations that are in town or that benefit the town in some way. These are the donations that are listed in this current year's budget. They've roughly remained unchanged from last year, besides the decrease in to Neighbors Helping Neighbors and the museum funding. The budget also includes a new expense for GIS services being added to the county GIS system, as well as $20,000 for any needs or improvements that we see fit for the Old Mill Park for next year. These diagrams are just to show you where the majority of our revenue and expenses come from and go to in the general fund. You'll see that over 71% of our local taxes, which includes the business license and the meal tax revenue, come from those type of revenue-based systems. And, of course, the police receive the majority of our expenses at 48%. Next, we're going to talk about the enterprise funds. So I just wanted to talk about all the projects that's been going on in those funds since 2020. I wanted to make the public aware of all the gracious funding that the council has approved and what all we've been doing. The water fund has had the water treatment plant upgrade. A description of all the projects are included in the proposal letter on what was done with each project, so I won't go into depth with that. But with all the projects, we have used $1.2 million out of the water reserves, so I just want to make that a point. However, the town has received $2.4 million in grant funds. No, that's not right. I can't find my figure, but we have received a couple million dollars in grant funds for the water projects, and 1.2 has come from reserves. Same with wastewater. We've had a couple major projects in the wastewater fund as well. We've had a major wastewater treatment plant overall that's totaled over $5.4 million. These funds have come from a combination of loans, grant funds, and the reserves as well, with a total of $718,000 coming from the wastewater reserves. Water fund highlights. I wanted to point out the projects because the water fund and the sewer fund both include a 10% rate increase. I want to make it known that our rates have not increased since 2018. The rates that are proposed with this rate increase are the rates that would have been put into place in FY19, and the additional rate increase will generate approximately $120,000 in extra fee revenue. The water fund does include $100,000 for any potential studies that the town needs or additional attorney fees for the DEQ withdrawal permit issue that's been in the paper lately regarding our issue that's going on with that. We are pulling, even with the rate increase, we are pulling $288,000 from reserves to still balance the water fund. Sewer fund highlights, again, it's a recommended 10% rate increase in sewer funds and sewer rates. Once again, rates have not been increased in the sewer fund since 2018. The rates proposed are from the 2019 budget, and this will generate $95,000 additional dollars in fee revenue. Even with the increase, we are having to balance the sewer fund with a transfer of $219,000 from the general fund. The garbage fund is good where we're at. There's no recommended rate increase in that, and revenues are sufficient for all projected expenses, and the EDA fund is in good shape as well. I wanted to show everybody the fund balances and where we stand, and we make it known that the town has a fund balance policy where we are supposed to keep a balance in that fund reserve that is sufficient enough to cover our debt payments for the year in addition to 25% of all operating costs within a fund. You can see by the bar graph that currently our fund balance is sufficient for the general fund and the water fund, but you can see that we're on rocky water with the sewer fund, which is why we're having to transfer from the general fund this year. And then the garbage fund is a little bit rocky, but we increased garbage rates last year, and that fund balance has been increasing steadily, and that's just an even in-out fund, so I'm not really worried about the garbage fund right now. We're going to give that time to increase based off of last year's rate increases. And then with that, is there any questions or comments?
I have a public hearing. I'm going to open a public hearing for budget. Nobody wishes to speak. I'm going to close the public hearing. Next item on the agenda is the public hearing for the parking code amendment. Ms. McGovern.
Yes, thank you. At the last meeting, council expressed some concerns over parking. We've heard a comment from some business owners regarding parking in the downtown area. And as everyone will remember, the town eliminated the two-hour parking prohibition in the downtown area. There were a lot of reasons for it. It wasn't something that folks felt was consistent with what they wanted anymore, but an even bigger issue from a staff point of view was we didn't feel like there was a really good way to enforce the two-hour parking prohibition. Upon reflection, staff has presented a recommendation for you, and the way we would eliminate the long-term parking in this small section of Main Street is to not allow overnight parking. We have good ways to enforce this. When police officers get off at midnight, they can go, they can write the tickets for it before they leave, they can come on early and write the tickets for it. It will keep the cars from being parked there for days on end. There are cars that park there for days on end. This became really clear when the snow was there. But even when it's not there, there's a lot of cars that, not a lot, but there's some consistent users of that parking that do not move their vehicles. We did also add a provision that would allow us to enforce it by, if someone had repeat tickets, that they would actually be empowered to tow a car. One of the reasons that we put that in there is because with the changes that have occurred throughout the state in regard to the ability to enforce, you don't have the same capabilities you used to have to get that ticket revenue if somebody decides to ignore the ticket. There isn't the same penalty for that as there used to be. So towing is a less kind way to handle it, but it is one that we can actually do. So with that, staff is happy to answer any questions for you, and we do have a public hearing on this tonight.
I am opening the public hearing on the parking code amendment. I am closing on the parking code amendment. All right. I will entertain a motion to accept staff's recommendation as far as the parking code amendments.
Motion.
A motion, Mr. Martin. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Driscoll. Okay, any discussion or questions of Ms. McGuffin? Mr. Martin?
No. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. McMahon?
I do have one, and I'm not sure it's become an issue, but I noticed in the next block up, right there in front of the building Mr. Higginbottom used to own, there's a car that parks there 24/7. It's a Subaru. Now, I don't think anybody's complained about it, but do we need to treat that the same way?
Yeah, I've noticed that there's been there for sometimes for a week,
yeah,
or a month, just sits there. Yeah.
We, at this point, we have not had the complaints on that, and I think staff would like to start with where we know we have an issue and see where it goes from there.
Okay.
We've also been a little bit less concerned in general with the businesses that are south of 2nd Street, because most of those businesses do have parking available to them that is off street. Unlike the folks that are right there along Main Street between 2nd and Star.
Okay. And Mr. Driscoll?
Will vehicles be going to the county yard down at the sheriff's?
Chief, where would a towed vehicle go?
Back to the tow lot, the tow company's lot.
There you go. Back to the tow company's lot.
At their expense.
At their expense, yeah. All right. No further questions of Ms. McGuffin or no other things? Call for the vote. Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Mr.
Aye.
Watts? Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
And Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Motion carried 500. Next is citizens' comments. Just a reminder, you have 3 minutes. At the end of 3 minutes, your comments will stop. First, Mr. Sunderburger.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I don't have anything prepared, but I mentioned this on the radio show, and I did want to mention it to you tonight. I was talking with one of the water meter installers, and he mentioned that he's from out of state, and he travels all over the country with his company installing meters. And when he found out that I do a radio show about the town, he wanted me to mention to our listeners that his experience here in the town of Amherst has been amazing. You know, he's had a lot of different types of interactions in other towns and cities, and a lot of it has been negative. In other places, people will be suspicious why he's there. People might even call the cops on him when he's trying to do his work with the water meters. But here in Amherst, everyone has been welcoming, pleasant, friendly, wanting to know what's going on and how they can help. And it's really made an impact on this guy that works for the water meter company. So I just wanted to mention that our town has been a special experience for him.
Thank you.
No.
Mr. Trump, no. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next item, consent agenda. Has everybody had time to review the minutes from the last month's meeting? And if there are no additions or corrections, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion for Mr. Watts, can I have a second, please?
A second.
Second for Ms. Wheaton. Is there any discussion, Mr. Driscoll?
No.
Mr. Watts, Mr. Higginbotham?
No.
Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
And Mr. Martin?
No.
Vote, Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Aye.
Gotcha. I figured the O was an I, so I'll hold that.
My mind is one.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
And Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Motion carried, 5-0-0. Also attached is the check approval. I will entertain a motion to accept the check approval for the check register.
I make that motion.
Motion for Ms. Wheaton, may I have a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Being none, vote, Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Aye.
Mr. Watts and Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Motion carried, 5-0-0. Staff reports are attached. Other reports for the planning commission attached, EDA, that was the meeting we had earlier, and Robert E. Lee, we didn't get anything on them. Okay. Discussion Peace Rotary Club Peace Pole Proposal. Ooh, that's a tongue twister. Miss McGuffin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We do have here before us tonight a member of the Rotary Club. I think he is the acting, the current president.
Current president, sadly for the third time.
Here he's got. The Rotary Club has requested permission to place a peace pole in town. I sent you information in your packet on what those look like. I have reached out to the Garden Club and heard back from them. They are supportive of having a peace pole in the Memorial Garden. Or in Old Mill Park, which they don't manage, but those were the locations that they thought would be best so that people would actually be able to interact with it and get close to it and see it. Their concern about the south entrance location was that nobody would actually be able to park and see it and interact with it. I did have a comment from a citizen today. Mr. Sundermurthy brought up the idea of wouldn't it be neat to see one of the languages on the peace pole be representing the Monacan Indian tribe, and then Mr. Scott reached out to the Monacans today and has worked on that. Mr. Scott, is there anything you'd like to add?
If I may, I want to take this opportunity to brag about the Rotary Club. I won't take long. I think it's something that everybody's, you know we're here, but you probably don't know much about us. Rotary International was founded in Chicago in 1905. Our Rotary Club was founded in Amherst in 1939, so we've been at this for a while. For better than 50 years, we have hosted Pancake Day. I suspect there's some pancake eaters on council, and you wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I'll be there the first Friday.
There you go. We had to move it from the first Friday in March to the first Friday in May, because we had a whole lot of bad weather Fridays in March, but that's worked out really well for us. The proceeds of that go to some of the largest scholarships given by anybody to Amherst County High School graduating seniors, some for those that are heading off to four-year colleges, some that are heading off to two-year programs. And we've been doing that, as I say, for about 50 years. Our other major project is that we provide gate security for the Garlic Festival. Have done that for about 22, 23 years. Absent the year or so that, or maybe the 2 years they lost to COVID. The proceeds of that, and this is the project nearest and dearest to my heart, is since 2001, we have given a desktop globe to every second grader in Amherst County. It's about 300 globes a year. We reached a milestone, interesting, last year where I was being shanghaied into being a substitute teacher, and I was in the HR office at the schools. And the lady that works in HR there said, I got a globe when I was a second grader, and one of my kids just got one. So talk about something to make you feel old. Couple of pretty good projects, pretty good people. I've had the opportunity to visit Rotary Clubs
in all the places that the Army sent me around the world, all the places that the business I work for sent me around the country, been guest speakers at most of them. Pretty fine organization in my mind. You should have something about the Peace Poles themselves in your package. And basically the idea is that there's a saying, may peace prevail on earth, that comes to us from the time of Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings. There are now 250,000 of these things, and at least one in every country of the world, which boggles my mind that because there are some countries that I can just not imagine will allow this to happen, but it does. Also want to mention that Rotary International's major project is about to come to fruition. We have been, since about the time I joined Rotary in 1987, had a project called Polio Plus. Rotary International has put a tremendous amount of time and effort and money into eradicating polio worldwide. And we are supposedly down to a small mountainous region shared by Pakistan and Afghanistan, otherwise it's been eradicated in every nation in the world, thanks to Rotary International. We knew we were doing well when the United Nations started taking credit for our work. So anyway, we'd like to put a peace poll someplace where the public can get to it, which is why we agree with those two possible parks. I'm sort of passionate, I guess, from having discovered your secret park down off of Garland Avenue, and I thought that would be a great place for it. But the other park would be fine too, but it is important that there be a way that somebody can park and get out and look at the thing. The idea is supposed to say, may peace prevail on earth, in I think up to 8 languages, English plus up to 7. Obviously we'll have it in English, almost certainly we'll have it in Spanish. I have had it suggested to me that I can go to the last census report to determine what other languages are speaking in any meaningful way within this county. My wife, Frau Gerlinde Marlies Dietrich Scott, will certainly tell you that German ought to be one of them. I did talk to the Monacans, and they informed me they do in fact have a written language. So I will be asking them at some point how they would translate that, and hopefully we can find that the font for their language is to be had in a way that can be used for painting this on there. We will take care of putting it in place. We will assume responsibility for getting rid of it if ever it gets raggedy. I think that's an important thing, that if it ever starts looking bad, we'll replace it with another one, or at least just get it out of your way. I think this ought to be non-controversial, but who knows? So, questions?
Did you said you had a preference, you'd rather have them on your park?
Well, that's my personal preference. I think probably, it depends on how soon you expect a lot of people are going to start using that park. Otherwise, we're probably better off up here. Or, put it up here, and we can buy a second one if you want it, if you like the idea of it. That don't cost us that much.
Well, people use the park, and it's not high volume, but there's somebody down there just put it every day.
Well, I just doubt that when I drive by there, going home in the afternoons, I will see sometimes one car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think, once you're able to figure out how to put some signs up there, I get a lot of use.
It's getting more.
I love that part.
Especially in the middle of the day, there's families there.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day, I see that a lot on the swings and running around.
So. Excellent. Then I think we'd be fine in either place, whatever your preference is.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
What I would suggest is that just have you ready.
Or council can kind of let us, it'd like to be nice to get kind of an affirmation from council that you're supportive of this, and then if you have a particular direction on which location you would prefer.
Okay, we're just going to do that. I'll call you one at a time. You say, you're supporting and where you would like to see it here. Mr. Driscoll.
I support it at the park.
Okay.
Which one?
No. Okay.
No.
I support either location.
It doesn't matter.
Work with the Rotary Club, but they'd like to have
it. He's already expressed what he wanted to
do. But you know,
Mr. Higginbotham.
I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm just happy to watch.
Okay.
Either right. Place.
All right. Ms. Wheaton?
I'm in favor of the poll. As you know, I'm not in favor of putting anything at the Old Mill Park.
Okay. And
Mr. Moore?
In favor of it, and at the mini park here in town.
So we are 2-1 and 2.
I mean, if you want to go to the park, I'll say park. No, Old Mill Park.
And now we're...
What
do you want?
Could we just, it sounds like council is open to the proposal. Could we ask the Rotary Club to determine the location they would like and work with staff?
There we go, but that makes it...
Who would tell us where within the park they would want it to be?
So if it's the mini park, then we will actually defer to the garden club, because that is the, they maintain that, and we just would be in support of their choosing. If the Rotary Club decides that they would like to have it at Old Mill Park, then I will get you in touch with our maintenance foreman.
Okay. So, and you should have seen on here that it, they suggest September 21st as the International Day of Peace is the day it might be dedicated. And hopefully it'll give us enough time to get it ordered up and the language is figured out and all of that. And we'll let council know in case you want to come down with us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Am I dismissed?
Yes, sir. You
thanks, y'all. Take care.
Mr. Guffin, improvements at the park, Old Mill Park.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So last month we had the beginnings of a proposal from the James River Association to put trees at Old Mill Park. When we got the more detailed information from James River Association, council declined to move forward with that project because they felt like the 442 trees would be too many trees at the park to keep it usable. So having heard that, staff really just wanted to present an option to council, and I have discussed this with Dr. Wells. And our idea was to work with the high school, since they were involved in the grant proposals previously, to develop some options that could be then taken out to the public of things that would address landscaping and erosion concerns at the park. And Dr. Wells was really excited about this because they do have a pre-engineering program at the high school, and he was excited to have the students work on actually drafting those up, as well as having the agricultural department work on figuring out what plantings would be best, and then also working with the building trades folks to determine if there were other improvements that could be made. So we're excited about looking at opportunities to work with high school students to make options for the park and then bring that to the public and see if there's also students that want to help us take that out to the public to solicit input on which would be the winning option. And we just wanted to make sure council was comfortable with that, and if so, you can just give us a good thought, or I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, so I'll go around the room and then we'll go from there, and then we'll do it like we did the last one. After you say your comments, if you think this is a good idea to partner up with the high school to do this, just let me know. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. Driscoll.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. So it's a great idea. All right, gotcha. Mr. Watts.
Excellent project.
Excellent. Mr. Higginbotham.
I think it's a great idea. It's a win-win because it gives the kids experience, and we don't have to pay for a very expensive study. So I think it's very good.
Okay, Ms. Wheaton.
I think it's a great plan in general, but not at the Old Mill Park. In addition to the constant flooding, as I've been saying for many years now, with almost 8, and the recent report in February of 2025 during the town council meeting, every 10 years FEMA updates the floodplain maps, and per reported, the Old Mill Park and the Rutland area has changed significantly. And if I may say, I believe Ms. McGuffin has a plain map that I have not looked at yet, but it shows how much it has significantly changed. So I feel like that is a waste of our taxpayer, or our tax money, when you're looking at budgets, where maybe down the road having to implement real estate taxes, et cetera, and raising the prices. This is just a waste of time and money, I believe, on our town's resources. And it's
Mr. Martin? All right, so Ms. McGuffin and staff, by council consensus, go forward, and Dr. Wells, and do this thing. Number 3 is the status of the water withdrawal.
I don't have a big update for you this month, but I just want to keep this on the agenda until we get this finalized. I did include in your packet our last response that we gave to DEQ. Understanding that we're not likely to get the kind of permit we have, what we have proposed is essentially less than what we have, but more than what they've offered us previously, and also included the option for having some tiers for large development that could occur at the industrial park. Mm-hmm. So that's included in your packet. Happy to answer any questions about it if they come up, but just want to keep you in tune with what's happening, and I'll let you know when we hear back.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, next we have Miss Kemp somewhere.
I'm here, can you hear me?
We got you, Miss Kemp. This is on the upcoming vacancy we have on town council. We're going to let Mr. Higginbotham address this after she gets through, if that's good with you.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Miss Kemp.
Thank you, sir. And I'm very sorry to hear Mr. Higginbotham is resigning. He served the town well. Believe his letter officially has his resignation at April 30th, the last day of this month. So I would counsel council not to do anything until that time. Not that he would change his mind or anything, but it has happened, and best practice is certainly not to take any action until after the 30th. At that point, two things need to happen. It's sort of in tandem with one another. Council needs to appoint an interim council member, while at the same time petitioning the circuit court for Amherst County to hold a special election. The interim council person that is selected by council will serve until the election date, which I believe is November 4th this year. And that person may or may not run, you know, that's yet to be determined. The person who wins the special election, as soon as that special election is certified, that person will take office, essentially. They don't wait till the 1st of January as you would during a non-special election. So Virginia Code 24.2-226 is the election to fill a vacancy. So at your May meeting, I will ask that council directs me to petition the court with a writ for a special election, which I believe I don't see any reason that it couldn't be held on the November 4th date. Obviously, the registrar, you know, may have some feedback, but at this point, that seems to be the best, easiest, most efficient date. So at your next meeting, I will ask you all to direct me to do that. Also, in tandem with that, Section 24.2-228 does give council the right or the authority to make a selection of an interim council member. This has changed since, I believe, the last time you all had to do this. So there are some requirements. You all have to make the appointment within 45 days. And now the law does say that 7 days prior to making any decisions, you do have to have a public meeting, not a public hearing, mind you, but a public meeting where you announce the names of the people who've applied. And then 7 days after that, you all can meet and make that decision. You all should not have a deadlock given the numbers that are left, but there is a provision that the circuit court judges could make the decision if there's a, you all can't make a decision. So that's sort of the two tracks that need to happen after April 30th. I'm happy to answer any questions or concerns, and sorry to see Mr. Higginbotham resign.
Thank you, Ms. Kemp. Mr. Higginbotham, the floor is yours, sir.
I would first like to say it's been a great privilege and honor to serve as Vice Mayor and Council Member here in Amherst. It's been a real process of growing and just, I don't want to get emotional or anything, but it's been a real good ride, and I've been thankful to be able to serve. I serve with great people. It's been an honor to serve with each and every one of you all. I love you all. It's been great. We're about town business. Sometimes we don't agree, sometimes we do agree, but it's all for the benefit of this town. And that's one thing I love about these people. They really care about the town. And I can actually resign knowing that I gave my best, and I watch everyone here give their best. And I just said, it's been an honor to serve with you all. And I watch everyone grow. I've watched the mayor grow tremendously. And I'm just, to be honest with you, I don't think we could ever have a better mayor. He's really grabbed hold to the job in the town, and going statewide, look like he's trying to go nationwide, international, and everywhere. But he's doing a great job. We have a great town administrator. She's awesome. The best administrator that I've ever seen since I've been here, and I just thank God that I've had the opportunity to serve with both of you all. And the council members, I never liked them at all. Just kidding. They are great. I love them. It's been a good journey. I thank God for allowing me to have it, and I will miss being part of the council and vice mayor, but I have to do what's best for my life right now and take care of me. So that's why I'm leaving, it's not because I don't want to be part of council or mayor or be constructive in developing the town and keeping the town moving in a positive way. It's just that health reasons, I'd have to do what I have to do to stay where I need to be.
Well, you know, you can always sit in a chair on that side of the table and give us your thoughts.
Okay.
Well, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll get to praising you in a few minutes. Let's get this other business done, okay. And then we'll tell you how great you are. Okay? Matters from staff. Let's see, Ms. Tracy.
The water meter project is over 99% complete. I think we have a few more lids that need to be drilled for the antennas. So we are going ahead and getting a baseline read next week on our normal reading date of the 15th. So April will be the town's last estimated bill. We're going to get the baseline reads next week to start regular billing again in May.
Okay. Good. I was asked that question by two people this
yes.
week. So I can answer it now. Ms. Vicki?
No, sir.
Chief Watts?
No, sir.
Ms. Becky?
No, sir.
Mr. Garrett?
No, sir.
All right. Ms. Sarah? I wasn't going to forget you.
You're going to forget me. Vice Mayor, Reverend, Mr. Higginbotham, thank you so much for your many years of service, and thank you so much for how kind and gracious you have always been to staff. You have been just a true blessing to staff, to me. I said it earlier today, you were here at my first meeting when I signed my contract, and it will be strange to not be sitting at the table with you. But I am so thankful for how you have served the town, and I've been incredibly thankful for your wise counsel and your kindness to me over these years.
Thank you.
All right. Matter from council. Let's go this way. Mr. Martin.
Don't forget citizen comments first.
Oh, well, I was so ready. Do we have any? Oh, we do. Angela. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Oh, first I want to thank the council for the speedy accomplishment of the parking issue. I believe that's going to help us as we go further and more tenants move in and you know, as we shuffle around, so thank you for being flexible and prompt with that. I did just want to answer the question about the car that parks in front of the law office across the street. That is a citizen. He's new to the town, bought the place. He walks everywhere. That's why he moved to Amherst, because it's a walking town. That's why the car doesn't move. There is no other place. He has no parking whatsoever at his property. He's been kicked out of different locations. So just to answer your question, that's just a no other option situation. So, and I'm pretty proud of the fact that we are a walking town. I just realized I very rarely ever leave the town limits here because everything that I need to do is right here. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Now, matters from council. Oh, you want to jump off a citizen? Go right ahead.
I've had a rough day today.
Yeah, you're struggling. That's okay. I got you.
Permit me. Thank you, Reverend Higginbotham. Andre, I appreciate your service to this town. I was so grateful to see you get on the town council, and I'm sad to see you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for stopping. Does anybody else want to speak? Okay, now, matters from council. Mr. Martin.
Yes, sir. I would like to just see if we could look at the options of either extending the work sessions for a little bit longer or having an additional one. I just feel like it would be give us more time to really go through some things. Like with today's meeting, you know, that mediated the whole portion of it. So,
well, that's what today was set for.
Right. But I'm saying in the future.
Right. Do you have something in mind?
Just either extending the current one.
No, I mean, is there some special topics where we can arrange that?
No.
Okay. All right. Noted. Anything else? Okay, Ms. Whedon.
Well, Andre, what can I say? You know, I love you. I'll miss you. I look forward to getting, keeping us straight from over there. Thank you for your service to our family.
Thank you.
Mr. Watts.
It has been an honor and a pleasure and a real joy to serve beside you on council. And I, for one, am deeply going to miss you. So I did have another comment that didn't relate to Mr. Higginbotham, but I think I'm going to hold that for now.
Mr. Driscoll.
Thank you for your service, Andre.
Thank you.
Okay. Andre, thank you. It has been a pleasure. It's been an honor. It's been great to get to know you besides seeing you on the street on your bike and waving at you. Thank you for being a sounding pole every now and then when I would show up down there and fuss a little bit, but just to get it out, and you know, I really appreciate that, and you're truly going to be missed.
Thank you. But
thank you very much. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
Motion, Ms. Wheaton. Second from Mr. Higginbotham. He's going to. You should have made that motion.
Oh, then we start over.
That's okay.
No, we need to start over.
Okay, you make the motion, Mr. Higginbotham.
I make the motion to adjourn.
And a second will go with Ms. Wheaton. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion adjourned.